Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hi, yes. I'm calling regarding a mailer that I received.
Sure, sure. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on there?
Yes.
Okay, hold on one sec. Let me pull up a screen here, and then if you could read it back to me four numbers at a time, please.
Yes, 2311. 0401.
Okay.
0059.
Okay.
1015.
1015. One second, please. Do you need to get the phone?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, help you. Hello. Hello. Your desk. I do apologize for that.
Oh, no problem, no problem.
No.
You got a business to run, I understand.
Yeah.
So, am I speaking with Ivan?
That's correct.
Okay, and your George's Mexican Food, let me just pull up a little bit of information and I can confirm that with you.
Okay.
And actually, Ivan, we have a new phone system, and I just want to get a good number to reach back to you in case the call gets dropped. We're still having a couple bugs with it.
Okay, 714.
Okay.
273-0929.
0929. So you up in Orange County?
That's correct.
Awesome. Okay. And are you still at the 6581 Edinger address, Avenue? Address?
Edinger Avenue, yes.
Yes. And been in business since 1984?
Yes.
Excellent. And then the business classification of your... business, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, S-Corp, C-Corp, LLC?
It's S-Corp.
S-Corp, great. And then lastly, what would be a good email address in case I need to send you out some information today?
It's IVANULLOA, again, Ivan Ulloa, at earthlink.net.
And you said Surflink?
No, Earthlink.
Oh, Earthlink, gotcha.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Link.net. Okay. Well, Ivan, what you received was an offer for funding. We have a bunch of different programs. You let me know what you're looking to do. I can guide you in the right direction and you know, see how we can help you out.
Okay.
So were you looking to bring on some capital or equipment or?
Well, I need some capital for another investment that I'm doing.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, I would like to buy a property.
Okay. Is it for a new location?
Yeah, it's for an investment purpose.
Oh, okay. Okay. How quickly were you looking to purchase this property?
Well, the quicker the better.
Okay.
As soon as possible, you know. Basically, what I want to do is... I just need to know how your bank works first, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I could, you know, so okay. I'm based on what? Is it the loan or is it just certain loans? This would be for the investment that I want to do.
Okay.
So basically I need the maximum possible, you know.
Okay, how much is this piece of property that you're looking to purchase?
It's about $600,000.
Okay. All righty.
And I have already some of the cash.
Okay. So you're just going to buy it straight out?
Yeah, I mean, just want to buy it straight out, yes.
Okay, okay. So what were you looking for then in terms of you know, the other portion to get you to the $600,000?
Well, I mean, I have other sources also. I have that I can get. But this, since I, you know, just trying to see ways of, you know, handling this.
Okay.
And this is one of the options. Well, wait a minute. You know, through my business, I guess, you know, I will get this mailer. So let's.
Yeah.
So I did use one time a while back. You know, that's the reason you have my number. You know.
Okay.
So you know it was fine. You know it was not cheap, but at the same time, you know it did its purpose. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, let's say, how does this work? Or is it just some type of loan for the business related, or is it in general, like this here for working capital
So we have a couple options. We can, we do have working capital, and that's based off the sales of the business from the year previous. So we're able to lend 10% to 15% of that top line revenue. Did you happen to know the ballpark of what you did last year in sales?
So 10% to 15%. I did 1.2.
1.2. Great. We can get you upwards of, $180,000 if that would, be helpful to what you're looking to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good, I was hoping a little bit more, but if that's your criteria, 10% of the gross.
Yeah, 10 to 15%. Typically, it's right around, 8 to 12%, typically. The 180 is definitely a possibility. Another avenue would be, a collateralized loan of some sort. If you had, equipment or property or things of that nature, you could get a collateralized loan and may be able to, get more money for you.
Okay. Now, question.
Sure.
This basically, it's like just getting a bridge loan basically.
Yeah. Yeah, they're short-term in nature.
Short-term in nature, yeah. So how does that work? I mean, let's say we get, 180.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we would wire that into your account, and there would be, obviously there's different terms, and there's different paybacks as well. We have a daily draw, a weekly draw, and a monthly draw. So there would be, we'd be drawing from your bank account in either, at a daily basis, which are like micropayments, or weekly or monthly. Terms typically go from 6 to 18 to 24 months with first-time customers. Were you looking for something along those lines or something longer?
Well, I was thinking even shorter than that,
Okay.
Is there, just run me a scenario, say 180, let's say, we keep on doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying you draw out of my account daily or weekly. Okay. Now, is there a possibility to just pay the whole thing at once I get the balance on it?
After 90 days, that is a possibility. You'd be able to pay it off. And there are discounts involved in that as well for early payment. Depending on the program we can get you into, sometimes it's 25% of the remaining interest. Other programs we have, it's 5 to 6% of the remaining balance. So there are discounts there with early payment.
Okay. Now, what are the rates?
The rates typically start at around 10 cents on the dollar. It is a little more expensive because it's unsecured. We do have a secured loan, too, which we could do collateralize it, either through equipment or property or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But the trade-off is this. It starts at about 10 cents on the dollar, and if you're looking to pay it off early, you can kind of counterbalance that with the discount that you would receive for paying it off early, if that makes sense.
Okay, so 10 cents on the dollar, that's a really high rate.
It's not cheap. Majority of the risk is on our side as it is unsecured. You could take the money and run. We never see you again, and, we're left high and dry. So that's why it's a little more expensive. It's just a precautionary type measure, basically, to cover ourselves.
So let's say, how much would that be in a daily draw?
It's tough to say because I wouldn't, there's different terms. It could be on 6 months. It could be, and it depends on the rate as well. So in order for me to give you some more concrete answers, underwriting would have to take a look at, because it's a cash flow based loan, they need to take a look at some bank statements, your tax return to see what you did last year. And if you did have any other loans currently, we'd take a look at those, and that would give us the best snapshot of your business that we need to make the best offer possible.
Yeah, basically, I don't have any business loans right now.
Okay, perfect. Then that's...
So, is this... just like it would say credit card, which under 8,000 now, so that's nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that, yeah. So just give me a scenario. See if I can, you know, make sense in my head. So I can go ahead with this. Like, let's say 180, and just put me a scenario that would be typical of that.
Okay. So you're indicating that you would like to pay it off as early as possible.
Yes.
Okay. So you know what? I'm going to do 180 at 12 cents on the dollar, and for 6 months, and we'll see how that comes out.
Okay.
Just give me 1 second here, please. Okay. Divided by 6 months. Divided by... We'll do a daily payment on 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So the daily payment would be $1,600 on that.
$1,600?
A day to pay off. The total payback off 180 at 12% would be... hold on 1 second, please. I'm sorry. I just... erase that for one second. So you would pay back off 180, the total payback would be $201,000. So the cost of the funds would be $21,600 for the loan.
And this for 6 months?
Yes. So if you wanted to pay it off after 90 days, it gets a little more complicated. And it depends on the program that you would be in. Again, we have, depending on the tier which you fall into, it could be 25% of the remaining balance would be forgiven. Or, you know, like I said, 5 or 6% of the total balance forgiven. So it just matters where you fall into our programs. How would you rate your personal credit?
It's fair.
Yeah, would you sure. say... You know, above 600s, mid 600s, high 600s, low 7s?
High 600s.
Okay. So that will definitely work in your favor. And the fact that you guys have been in business for so long, that will work in your favor as well. Because we look at cash flow, you know, we look at time in business. Mm-hmm. We do take a peek at your personal credit. And those are kind of the determining factors as to, you know, what we could make available to you.
Okay.
Let me ask you this real quickly. Have you... reached out to your local bank at all and seen if they could do anything with, you know, to help you out with this as well?
Well, I'm just seeing a lot of options, you know, so I'm going to...
Okay.
And basically, you know, yours is real expensive.
It is. The trade-off is it's quick and... You know, it's designed to get you return on investment, you know, get it paid off, get your write-off, your tax write-off at the end of the year and move on to your next project so you're not paying on something, you know, 3 or 4 years down the line when you've already completed the project.
Okay, so daily, how much you say it was? I missed that number. You have it right?
It was 1600, but again, these are just arbitrary numbers.
I understand, Sean.
To get a better picture, and we can get you feedback in 24 hours, we just have a one-page application, and we would look at your bank statements and tax return, and then we could get you some legitimate feedback with some concrete numbers.
Yeah.
There's no obligation
right,
to you.
I just wanted to, you know, see the options that I have, you know.
Sure. You know, and Ivan, I would be more than happy to just shoot you out the information of what we would need to, and just have that in your back pocket. So if you do want us to see what we can make available to you, you know, you have the requirements right there. You can put it together and shoot it out to me.
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, all right. Well, I appreciate your information, you know.
Yeah. I'll put together an email for you right now. Have it over to you in 10 minutes. And then my direct dial and all my contact information will be on there. So any questions, please reach out to me. I'm here to help you out.
Okay. Appreciate your time. Thanks.
No problem, Ivan. Have a good afternoon.
Yes, sir. All right.
Thanks. Bye.